So, do we want to do another, like, a bonus game tonight? It is getting pretty late.
It's right around 10:19, yeah.
I was like, oh, it's almost my bedtime. I'm like, I will give you one round.
How about two more?
Ooh, yeah, we could totally do a sudden death match. I would be up for that.
Sudden death?
Yeah, one round.
One round sudden
winner death. Winner take all.
One round, the zero way names.
Zero names.
Zero, gotta be zero names.
Gotta be zero names. Okay, sudden death.
But who's going to choose? Well, you lost, so... You can choose.
You just wanted to remind me. That's so sweet of you. I will take that honor, you fool. I choose the category zero names.
Yeah, you better.
I meant you got to choose the year, but yeah.
Yeah, that too.
And I get to pick how many names I start off with.
That too.
It's true, you do get the opening bid. So your three...
You're welcome.
Your 3 years for the sudden death match. 1984. 1987 or 1994.
Okay, let's go
1987. Leonard Maltin gives this 2.5 stars. It's a likable, silly parody of Star Wars years after the fact. And it's basically a collection of jokes, both verbal and visual. Enough of them are funny to make for pleasant, if not hilarious, farce. Surprisingly innocuous for Brooks and company, with Mel tackling two roles, including the diminutive yogurt. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 names.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say... -1.
-1.
Name that movie.
Okay. Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
Rick Moranis?
No.
Oh, God, no. Who is it?
Who played two roles?
Really? Mel Brooks. Oh, my God.
This is a really misleading one.
Yeah.
Because Mel Brooks first, then John Candy, then what? Rick Moranis, then Bill Pullman.
What? Ooh. That's evil.
That was evil, but...
Oh, well.
Will you guys take one more just for fun? Just
yes.
Just right. To show that,
yes.
Again, Katie got another point.
Yeah. Okay.
Sudden, you can still come back.
Sudden death.
Sudden death.
1 second.
Does this one count too?
Yes, but we're going to trick it up a little bit because we're going to pick movies from my Halloween category since I have so many in here.
Okay.
Actually, no.
We're completely at his will right now. You're going to do the category I give you in the year that I give you.
No, he still gets his choice of year, but I'm just changing the list I'm pulling from because I was down to 2 for zero names, and I wanted to give some variety. So, I'm going to stick with Halloween films, zero names is the category.
Oh, new category. Made up on
so
the fly.
So your choices are, since... Katie, do you give him the option to...
Yes, go ahead.
Come on, self. Let's
1993 or 2004?
1993.
Leonard Maltin gives us 1.5 stars. A lonely male teen in Salem, Mass. Conjures up 3 long-deceased witches who can only sustain themselves by sucking the life out of children. Someone certainly sucked the humor out of this ghoulish, effects-laden concoction. Hammy to the extreme and a discredit to Disney Family Entertainment. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 names.
0 names.
0 names.
Name that movie.
Hocus Pocus.
Just gave the point.
You just gave it to me.
Didn't you want to try?
I had I couldn't guess.
Oh, I legit.
I knew the name of the movie, but I had no idea who was in it. So,
any
congratulations.
Guesses?
Mwah.
So yeah. You know, 5 to 4, I guess.
Yeah. I can vaguely picture the redhead.
Would Bette Midler be
top build?
Top build?
Bette Midler. That's the only one I could picture.
You just got dunked on.
Yeah, I did.
Can you do two? Because this is the one that surprises
Sarah
me.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's what it is.
Serious.
Ooh, yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker was even in that
punch.
Yeah, you know, just
yeah.
You're still behind by one.
So a little vengeance there.
A little
for
vengeance
me.
For that sudden death. Having some fun with
that's
it for a
right.
bonus thing. So I sorry for the short bonus,
him.
But we had an extra long episode, so it's okay, everybody.
Woo!
It's fine.
It's all good.
Yay!
We're gonna be okay.
Have a warm glass of milk. You'll feel better.
And some cookies.
And some cookies.
Mm. But again, thank you everybody cookies. For listening. And next time, we've locked down AJ and Gina for their throwdown match.
Their grudge match.
Well, no, it was more of a throwdown because they haven't faced each other yet.
That's true. It wouldn't be a grudge match, would it?
But the next time after
I just
that,
like saying grudge
then
match.
Then it could be a grudge match.
Thereafter. So yeah, stick around for that next week, and it'll be good. Here's hoping.
Great. Great and good.
That sounds...
Yep. See you guys next week.
Really great.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.